Chapter 4. The pickup rattled up the road, the horse trailer with two horses inside knocking along behind it. As Maddie drove, the road narrowed until it was little more than two ruts. They followed the Boulder River through a tight canyon of rock and pines, the road winding deeper into the mountains. Jameson looked over at the ranchwoman. She had a tight grip on the wheel, her eyes on the road ahead, and a determined set to her jaw. He wanted to ask her about her husband and son, as well as how far they would drive before they would unload the horses and head up into the mountains. But he held his tongue, sensing the last thing she wanted to do right now was talk to him, especially about her husband and son. So he focused on the road ahead and tried not to let his thoughts get too far ahead of him, or behind him, for that matter. When he'd left New York for Montana, he'd promised himself that he wasn't going to belabor that former life with thoughts of, if only. But he couldn't help thinking about Maddie's ranch house with its 1950s decor and its family photos in her bedroom, and the high-dollar, high-rise apartment he'd shared with his now ex-wife, and the complete lack of family photographs anywhere in it. Lana had insisted on a professional decorator who had assured her that family photographs on the mantle were tacky. He'd given her free rein, not caring at the time. He just wanted Lana to be happy.
"So have you always done this?"
Jameson asked, needing to break the silence and avoid thoughts of his ex-wife and that other life. Maddie shot him a glance. "Driven a truck with a horse trailer on the back?"
"Raised sheep."
"It's my family's ranch, so yes. 5 generations worth of sheep ranchers. You know anything about sheep?" She continued before he could answer. "Sheep don't like to walk in water or move through narrow openings. They prefer to move into the wind and uphill rather than downwind or downhill. They see in color but have poor depth perception. That's why they avoid shadows and always move toward the light. They have excellent hearing, so they're more sensitive to high-frequency sounds. Loud noises scare them. They're actually quite timid, easily frightened, and defenseless against predators. A sheep falls on its back, it can't right itself. It'll die right there if someone isn't watching over it."
I